ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद्भागवतम स्कंद कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 15 टेक्स्ट 24 नारद एंड अंगिरा इंस्ट्रक्ट किंग चित्रकेतु। दृश्यमाना विनार्थेन दृश्यमाना विनार्थेन न दृश्यन्ते मनोभवा न दृश्यन्ते मनोभवा कर्मभिर्ध्यायतो नाना कर्मभिर्ध्यायतो नाना कर्माणि मनसो भवन् कर्माणि मनसो भवन् दृश्यमाना विनार्थेन दृश्यमाना विनार्थेन न दृश्यन्ति मनोभवा न दृश्यन्ते मनोभवा कर्मभिर्ध्यायतो नाना कर्मभिर्ध्यायतो नाना कर्माणि मनसो भवन् कर्माणि मनसो भवन् मनुष्यन्ते मनोभवा कर्मभिर्जायतो नाना Ladies, Athena, Nadishyante Manobhava, Vidyayato Nana, Pani Manasova, Dishyamanaha, being perceived, Vina, without arthena substance or reality na not drishyante are seen manobhavaha creations creations of mental concoction. Karma bihi, by fruitive activities. Jayataha, meditating upon. Nana, various karmani, fruitive activities. Manasaha, from the mind. Abhavan, appear. Translation. These visible objects like wife, children and property are like dreams and mental concoctions. Actually, what we see has no permanent existence. It is sometimes seen and sometimes not. Only because of our past actions do we create such mental concoctions. And because of these concoctions, we perform further activities. Please repeat. These visible subjects, like wife, children, and property, are like dreams and mental concoctions. Actually, what we see has no permanent existence. It is sometimes seen and sometimes not. Only because of our past actions do we create such mental concoctions. And because of these concoctions, we perform further activities. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Everything material is a mental concoction because it is sometimes visible and sometimes not. At night when we dream of tigers and snakes, they are not actually present. Is there any support here? At night when we dream of tigers and snakes, they are not actually present. But we are afraid because we are affected by what we envision in our dreams. Everything material is like a dream because it actually has no permanent existence. Sri Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes as follows in his commentary. Arthena vyagra sarpadina vineva drishyamanaha svapnadi bhange sati na drishyante tadevam daradayo avastava vastubhuta svapnadayo avastubhutas cha sarve manobhava manovasana janayatvan manobhavaha. At night one dreams of tigers and snakes, and while dreaming he actually sees them. But as soon as the dream is broken, they no longer exist. Similarly, the material world is a creation of our mental concoctions. We have come to this material world to enjoy material resources. And by mental concoctions, we discover many, many objects of enjoyment because of our minds. Thank you. Thank you. We have come to this material world to enjoy material resources. By mental concoction, we discover many, many objects of enjoyment because of our minds are absorbed in the material things. This is why we receive various bodies. According to our mental concoction, we work in various ways, desiring various achievements. And by nature, in the order of Supreme Personality of Godhead, karmana deva netrena, we get the advantages we desire. Thus we become more and more involved with material concoctions. This is the reason for our suffering in the material world. By one kind of activity, we create another, and they are all products of our mental concoctions. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So this is the sum and substance of Vedic philosophy. Body is temporary. All bodily achievements are temporary. Therefore, everything you see in the material world, which is symbol of success, in the spiritual life it has no value. Somebody is a big rich man, somebody is an industrialist, somebody is a movie star, somebody is a politician, big leader. But it has no spiritual value because it is all related to the body. It is all going to die. It's all going to pass. When Yudhishthira Maharaj was asked question by Yaksha, what is the news of the material world? He said, in this great frying pan, asmin maha mohamai katahe, suryagnina, ratri divo andhanena, the sun is the fire, and night and day are the fuel, wood, masarti darvi, parighattanena. Seasons and months are the big ladles, big spoons. They shake the soup. Kala pachati iti varta. Kala, the invincible time, is cooking every living entity. That is the news. Any other news is unimportant. Pramakta and apramakta. Maharaj Muchukanda says to Lord Krishna, Pramaktam Muchche Iti Kritta Chintaya. I was big king and I thought so many great kings are surrendering to me and their helmets were making sounds, it made me happy. But when I went into the inner chamber of my palace, I was dancing like dogs in the hands of my wives. That this body, which is ultimately going to be eaten by the worms or burned by the ashes, burned by the fire to ashes, or buried in the ground and be eaten by the worms. So this body, I was thinking, I am Naradeva, I am this, I am that. Everybody's body becomes an ash, becomes stool. But everybody is thinking, this is such an important body. Pramattam mucche nitikritya chintaya. I was so mad with the ideas, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do this, I have to do that. Until the end of my life, I was planning, I will do this, I will do that, I will do this. Pravruddha lobham visheshu lalasam. In the pursuit of sense gratification, the pursuit of desires, my greed increased day by day. Pravruddha lobham. Tam apramatta sahasavipadyase. However, my Lord, you are never mad. You are never mistaken. You are never uncareful. You are always alert. Apramatta. Sahasavipadyase. You pounce upon the living entity because you are always waiting in the form of time, kal, kala sarpa. The snake of time is always waiting for everybody. We are just like little mouse, rats, going here, going there. Sukshulle lihano. It's like a mouse is running here and there and he's thinking, I'll do this, I'll do this, I'll do this. But a snake comes and swallows it. Similarly, the invincible time in the form of invincible snake in the form of time devours all living entities. So, all these achievements are just like dreams. It's a long dream. When we sleep, we have a dream, 5 minutes dream, 10 minutes dream, sometimes 15 minutes dream. Dreams are generally very short, but they live in the dream, they look like many, many months, many, many years, Sometimes you dream for 2 minutes, but in the span of your dream comes to months and years. So dream is not real. Similarly, this long dream of 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, our lifespan is 80 years, it is not real. It is illusory, it is temporary. So, Maharaj Angira Rishi and Narada, they came to Maharaj Chitraketu. Maharaj Chitraketu was very much desirous of a son. He had, according to Bhagavatam, he had 1 billion wives. Now you can believe it or not. 1 billion wives he had. 100 crores. He did not have son by any of them. So he just kept marrying one after another. But he would not have son. Finally, Angira Rishi came to his palace and he begged him, please give me one son. I have such a big kingdom. Nobody to rule, nobody to continue my lineage. Angira Rishi says, okay, give this particular medicine to one of your queens. So he gave to one queen, and the other queens all became envious, jealous. So a beautiful son was born, but the other queen conspired and they poisoned him and killed the son. So the source of pleasure became source of lamentation. He was so unhappy that his beautiful son was taken away. So he was lamenting like anything, like an ordinary man. Even though Chitraketu was a very learned man. In fact, he was so learned, he was so exalted in devotional service that he had pleased Lord Anantadev, Anantashesh, and he had received special benedictions from him. He received a special plane, aeroplane in which he was moving about. That comes later. But here, when he was lamenting like this, Maharaj Narad Muni and Angira Rishi, they came to him and said, my dear king, I knew this is going to happen. You will have a son, but he is going to die. But if I told you at that time, you would not have listened to me. You would not have believed me. Therefore, you had to go through this. You have to go through the fulfillment of material desires and then your dreams are broken, your dreams are shattered by the time. And they explain the philosophy that in the material world, even if the son lived for very long, and he was a very ideal son, what would have been benefit? Because you are going to die and he is also going to die. Bhagavad Gita is very nicely explained in the 15th chapter. Mamaiva Anshu Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana, Manas Asthan Indriyani, Prakriti Sthane Karshati. Jiva, the living entity, is my eternal fragmental portion and is struggling with 5 senses and mind in the material world, in the material nature. Prakriti Sthane Karshati. Karshati means struggling, struggle for existence. So in this material world we are struggling and then we die. Then we take another body. Yavat kriyas tavadad manovai karmatmakam yena sarira bandha. As long as material activities are there, material mind is there, material body is there. Parabhavas tavadavad jato yavana jignasata atma tattvam. If you have not become self-realized, then your life is defeat. Vrishabhdev tells his sons that life is always a defeat when one has not become self-realized. Because he is good to go to another body, another mother's womb, who പുനരപി ജനമം, പുനരപി മരണം, പുനരപി ജനനി ജഠര ശയനം, ഇഹ സംസാരെ ഖലു ദുസ്താരെ കൃപയാ പാരെ പാഹെ മുരാരെ. ഭജ ഗോവിന്ദം, ഭജ ഗോവിന്ദം, ഗോവിന്ദം ഭജ മൂടുമത്തെ. ശങ്കരാചാര്യ സേ പുനർപി ജനമം, പുനർപി മരണം, അഗൈൻ ടേക്ക് ബർത്ത്, അഗൈൻ ഡൈ, അഗൈൻ ഗോയിങ് ടു അനദർ മദർസ് വുംബ്, അഗൈൻ ഗോയിങ് ടു അനദർ സ്റ്റാർസ് എ ബി സി ഡി 1, 2, 3, 4 addition, subtraction, everything you start again. So there is waste of time. You can become self-realized in this life simply by surrendering to Krishna. In Ramayana it is said, sakala deva prapanno yas tava smriti je achate. If one comes to me and once comes to me, once, and says, my dear Lord Ramchandra, I am yours, please give me shelter. I give him fearlessness, abhayam, tasmai dadami, etad vakan mama. That is my promise, that I give him fearlessness, shelter, for the whole rest of the life. So, you don't need to do too much. You can, simply by surrendering to Krishna, you have got insured policy. Aham tasara papebhyo moksha ishyami nasachah. I will deliver you from all sinful reactions. In the 9th chapter, Krishna says, Kshipram bhavati dharmatma shasva shanti nigashati pratijanihi kaunte name bhakta pranashati. Even if one is a very neophyte devotee, very low class devotee, kanishta devotee, അപ്പിച്ചേ സുദരാചാരോ ഭജത്തെ മാമന്ദനെ ഭാഗ് സാധുരവ സമന്തവ്യ സമ്യക് വ്യവസ്ഥിതോ ഇസ. ഇഫ് വൺ ഈസ് എൻഗേജ് ഇൻ മോസ്റ്റ് അബോമിനബിൾ ആക്ടിവിറ്റീസ് സുദരാചാര്യ, ബട്ട് ഇഫ് ഈസ് മൈ ഡിവോട്ടി ദൻ ഈ ഷുഡ് അക്സെപ്റ്റ് ഹിസ് സെയിന്റ്ലി പേഴ്സൺ സമ്യക്, ബിക്കോസ് ഹി ഹാസ് കം ടു ദ റൈറ്റ് സ്പോട്ട്. ഡിഡ്ന്റ് ഗോ ടു ഡെമിഗോഡ്സ്, ഡിഡ്ന്റ് ഗോ ടു സം ബാബ ഭോഗി ജോഗി, ഹി കേം ടു കൃഷ്ണ. ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് his great fortune. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Bish. Out of billions and trillions of souls, one soul, by the grace of Krishna and Guru, he gets the seed of bhakti. It's very, very rare. All these devotees sitting here are extremely rare devotees. They are rare souls. Anybody who came to Prabhupada, he is the rarest of the rare soul. He is respected by all the demigods, all the sages, all the saints. Everybody respects Vaishnava. So, apiche sudaracharo bhajate mamanubhag sadhu reva samantavya. Should be accepted as sadhu. Samyak vyavasthito isa. Kshipram bhavati dharmatma. Even if he is somehow or other found to be lacking in proper behavior, being engaged in sinful activities, but soon he will become dharmatma. Soon his bad activities will stop by the power of Krishna. Kshipram bhavati dharmatma. Shashvat shantim nagacchati. And he attains lasting peace. Pratijanihi kaunteya name bhakta pranashati. You boldly declare, my dear Kaunteya, Arjuna, that my devotee never perishes. My devotee is never lost. So this is Krishna's only escape route, Krishna, given by Krishna from this miserable condition of the material life. Material life is so miserable that even if it is religious, pious life, it is condemned. When Bhagavanath Das Goswami came to Lord Chaitanya, Bhagavanath Das Goswami was the son of Jamindar, multi-millionaire in those days. In those days his father earned 400,000 rupees in a year, where 1 rupee would buy 120 kilos of ghee. So, there 400,000 rupees his father was earning in taxes. He was very aristocratic. He had a very beautiful wife like heaven, the damsel. And he was rolling in wealth. He tried, but his heart was not fixed in the household life. He tried to run away many times. But his father and mother would bring him back, to grab him back. Finally, one time he was able to run away. And he came to Puri, Lord Chaitanya's shelter. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy, very merciful. He said, "My dear Raghunath, Prabhu kahe, Krishna kripa sabate balishtha. Tumhare kadile vishtha garte rahite. Vishay vishtha garte." His material life is how is described by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vishay vishtha garta, the stool pit of material sense gratification. Tomara bapa jetha, vishay vishtha garter kida. Sukhakari mane, vishay vishir mahapida. Your uncle and your father are worms of the stool pit material life. And they accept that this pain that comes from material life is actually happiness. Yadyapi brahmanya kare brahmane sahay, shuddha vaishnava nahe hai vaishnava rapraay. Even though they are brahminical, they respect saintly people. Haridas Thakur was staying in their house. All the great saintly people, Advaita Acharya, Nilambar Chakravarti, all of them are supported by Raghunath's father and uncle. They are very religious people. Still Mahaprabhu called them Vishay Vishta Gartir Kida. So you can imagine our condition in the material life. Yes, Shuddha Vaishnaya, Vaishnaya Priya. Tathapi Vishayara Swabhav Kare Andha. Vishay, sense gratification, has a tendency to make one blind. And jate hoy mahabandha, by which one actually goes in the cycle of birth and death and bondage of birth and death. So even slightest sense gratification is condemned by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Such a religious people, such a saintly people, saintly householders, and they were condemned. So, the self-realization means realization that this body is temporary, miserable, and the spirit soul is eternal, and the only thing that matters in life is advancement of spirit soul. Bodily discomforts, bodily comforts, they don't matter at all. Now that we have in Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sairam Yadavapnoti, Yachaprit Kamati Swara, Sugrihitani Sayati, Vayur Gandhani Vashayat. Sairam Yadavapnoti. The living entity who is part and parcel of myself, he attains material body and gives up material body and takes another material body, taking the aroma or the memories from previous life, previous body, and gets another body. And then accordingly develops eyes, ears, tongue, shrotram, chakshu, swasanam cha, tasanam, granam eva cha, manasya adhisthayam, vishayanupasivate. And the mind, accordingly the mind becomes trained. If you are acting like a dog, if you act like a dog in this human life, you get a dog's ears, dog's eyes, dog's tongue, and dog's mind. And you become dog. So, and you enjoy sense gratification. This is another wonderful thing that Krishna has arranged. That in every living, it is not that only human being has enjoyment. And dog doesn't. Dog enjoys equally his bone or his stool, or hog enjoys equally his stool as much as we enjoy our pizzas and pastas. The dog and hog, they enjoy their food equally as much as we enjoy our food. They love their wives and their children equally as much as we love our wives and our children. So there is some happiness and distress in every yoni, every species. But basically, intelligent man sees miseries. Because Prahlad Maharaj says that in every yoni, in every species, there is miseries. Sokagnina sakala yoni sudhayamana. Sokagnina sakala yoni sudhayamana. Every living entity in every species is burning in the fire of lamentation. Yasmat priya priya viyoga sanyoga janamat sokagnina sakala yoni sudhayamana. Priya viyoga and apriya sanyoga. Whatever we like, it is taken away from us, and whatever we don't want comes. Priya viyoga apriya sanyoga. And that creates lamentation. And then in every species of life, everybody is burning in this fire of lamentation. Shokagna, sakala yonishu, tahyamana. Dukho sadam tadapi dukha matadhyaha. And whatever remedy I employ to alleviate the misery is actually more miserable than the misery itself. Prahlad Maharaj so nicely explains the whole reality of life. Brahmami, Bhuvan Brahmami, Vadatava Dasya Yogam. I am wandering in the material universe, life after life, my dear Lord Narasingadev. Please give me your devotional service, the science of your devotional service. So, Krishna says further, Utkramantam sitam vapi, munjanam va gunanavitam, vimuda nanu pashyanti, pashyanti jnana chakshusha. How the living entity changes bodies, how he attains another body, how he enjoys or suffers. This person with knowledge can see, but person who is foolish, ignorant, cannot see. Person with knowledge can see. So this is our duty to give knowledge. Prabhupada says, this knowledge is the most precious knowledge. It is knowledge of transcendental world, spiritual world. Krishna comes and brings the spiritual knowledge. So, Prabhupada gave emphasis on distributing this knowledge, book distribution. Book distribution is not just distributing some printed books, printed paper. It is distributing knowledge. And we are actually waking up sleeping souls by distributing these books. Even if you give one lecture, somebody may remember, somebody may not remember. But Prabhupada said, if you give a book, it will stay in his house. Every day he can read one verse. And I always say, when I distribute a book, I say, it is like Prabhupada coming into your house and giving 700 lectures, 700 days. Prabhupada will stay in your house for 2 years and give you lectures every day. So, this is the most auspicious service that one can render to living entities, to himself and to Krishna. In the 9th chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Lord Chaitanya is described as the gardener of the garden of love of God. He is the malakar and he is himself the tree, trunk of the tree. And he, by his own sweet will, he grows the garden of love of God. And in each tree, because it is a desire tree from the spiritual world that has been transplanted here, in each tree there is billions and millions and millions of fruits. And each fruit is very sweet. All the wealth of this world cannot buy even one fruit. I'll read this from Chaitanya Charitamrita. And this is very significant for the book distribution marathon, how Lord Chaitanya orders us to actually go out and give this knowledge to people. Trijagate jata ache dhanaratna mani ekafalena mulya kari taha nahi gani. All the wealth in the three worlds cannot equal the value of one such nectarian fruit of devotional service. Mange vana mange keho patra va apatra ihara vichara nahi jane deya matra. Not considering who asked for it and who did not, nor who was fit and who was unfit to receive it, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed the fruit of devotional service. Anjali anjali bhari phele chaturdishe daidra kudana khaya malakara hase. The transcendental gardener, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, distributed handful after handful of fruit in all directions. And when the poor, hungry people ate the fruit, the gardener smiled with great pleasure. Malakara kahe suno viksha parivara mula shakha upashakha jateka prakara. So Chaitanya thus addressed the multifarious varieties of branches and sub-branches of the tree of devotional service. We are all branch of Lord Chaitanya's devotional tree. And he's addressing us. Alaukika vriksha kare sarvendriya karma sthavara haiya dare jangamera dharma. Since the tree of devotional service is transcendental, every one of its parts can perform the action of all others. Although a tree is supposed to be immovable, this tree nevertheless moves. All the parts of this tree are spiritually cognizant, and thus as they grow, they spread all over the world. I am the only gardener. How many places can I go? How many fruits can I pick and distribute? It would certainly be a very laborious task to pick up the fruits and distribute them alone. And still I suspect that some would receive and some would not. Therefore I order every man within this universe to accept this Krishna consciousness movement and distribute it everywhere. Ateva ami agya dilu sabakare jaha taha prema phala deha jare tare. Therefore I order to everybody that distribute this love fruit, love of God, to everybody and anybody. Ekla mala kara ami kata phala khaiva nadiya va kai phala araka karibo. I am the only gardener. If I do not distribute these fruits, what shall I do with them? How many fruits can I alone eat? By the transcendental desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, water has been sprinkled all over the tree, and thus there are innumerable fruits of love of Godhead. Distribute this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Let people eat these fruits and ultimately become free from old age and death. Ateva sabaphala deha jare tare khaiya hauka loka ajara amare. If the fruits are distributed all over the world, my reputation as a pious man will be known everywhere, and thus all people will glorify my name with great pleasure. Bharat bhumi te hoilo manushya janma jar janma sarthak kari kara paro upakar. One who has taken his birth as a human being in the land of India, Bharatvarsha, should make his life successful and work for the benefit of all other people. Etava janma safalyam dehi namiha dehishu pranirarthe diyavacha shreya acharanam sada. It is the duty of every living being to perform welfare activities for the benefit of others with his life, wealth, intelligence and words. Praninamapakaraya yadevetra parahatracha karmanamana savacha padeva matiman bhajet. By his work, thoughts and words, an intelligent man must perform actions which will be beneficial for all living entities in this life and the next. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very pleased when we take trouble to go out and distribute this Krishna consciousness movement, distribute this knowledge. Srila Prabhupada is the representative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is a chosen agent of Mahaprabhu. Krishna Shakti Dharatumi. कृष्ण शक्ति बिना तार नहीं प्रवर्तन। कली काले युग धर्म नाम संकीर्तन कृष्ण शक्ति बिना तार नहीं प्रवर्तन। दी नाम संकीर्तन इज दी एज द धर्म ऑफ द एज कली कली युग एंड विदाउट द पावर ऑफ कृष्णा नो वन कैन डिस्ट्रीब्यूट। प्रभुपाद इज होल्डिंग द पावर ऑफ कृष्णा पावर ऑफ एटर्नी ऑफ कृष्णा एंड ही devise this transcendental trick, distributing books. He, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am alone, how much can I distribute? Prabhupada said, I am an old man, where can I go? And how many books can I distribute? So you young people, my Guru Maharaj has helped, sent me, these young people, to distribute this knowledge, to help me spread this Krishna consciousness movement. This is a very historical time when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement has gone all over the world. It was only 500 years, it was in India, and now it has gone all over the world by the grace of Mahaprabhu, by the selfless service of Srila Prabhupada. So, all we have to do is fill in the blank, just do as Prabhupada asks us to do, and our life will become glorious. Nimitta Matram, Bhava Sabhe Sachi. So, please engage in this wonderful service of book distribution, book production, and please Prabhupada very easily. Other services, there is no doubt, all services are very auspicious. But this book distribution service is without a fail the most auspicious of all, because as we read here in Lord Chaitanya's character, he is giving this order to all devotees. Savakare, all living entities in the material world are ordered to spread this movement. And this is the highest activity, activity of a gentleman. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anybody has any questions?
Hare Krishna Prabhu. There seems to be a dichotomy whereby the scriptures and Mahaprabhu saying that one should give up household life to Raghunath Das Goswami, but yet on the other hand in the Srimad Bhagavatam Sukadeva Goswami says Varna Ashrama Acharavata Purushina Parapaman Vishnu Raradhite Panthana Anyat Tattosha Karanam, that while following the Varanashrama system, if one worships the Supreme Lord, nothing pleases the Lord like that. So we see Jahnava Mata, Advaita Acharya, Srivas Thakur and their household ashram. So how do we reconcile this apparent inconsistency, and what is the real value of, and how can we practice real household life, and how can anybody practice that?
There is no inconsistency. Kiba vipra kiba nyasi shudra kene noi. Yoga Krishna tatavata shai guru hoi. It is not necessary that everybody who is in sannyas ashram or brahmacharya ashram are renounced. And it is not necessary that everybody who is in household of life is very attached. Prabhupada was in household of life, but every day he was dreaming how I can fulfill my spiritual master's desire to take this message to the English-speaking world. From 1944 onwards, he started publishing Back to Godhead magazine. He tirelessly worked every day, every moment of his life to fulfill this dream. So Advaita Acharya is also auspicious. He is the teacher of the whole world. He is the expert in scriptures and he glorified bhakti. In fact, he, by his power, forced the Lord to come down at a particular time. So these householders are not ordinary people, but in general, 99% of the householders are grihamedi. They are attached to their home, their hearth, their... A Vaishnava householder is different, but it's very hard to become Vaishnava householder. It is my personal experience. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj said that if I could produce Krishna conscious children, I would have a thousand children. But he knew that even one produce one is difficult. So it is easy to say that all life is same. Of course, just as household life is difficult, Brahmachari life is also difficult, and sannyas life is also difficult. But in every life, you have to work sincerely for attaining Krishna. Avyartha, shantir avyartha kalatvam, viraktir manasunyata, ashabhasa, samutkanta, namangani sadaruchi. These are the symptoms of surrender, shanti, tolerance, not wasting a single moment, avyartha kalatvam, viraktir, detachment, manasunyata, devoid of desire for one's own honor, ashapanda, always being hopeful that I, Krishna, will bestow mercy. Samutkanta, always eager to serve Krishna. Namagane sadaruchi, and always be fixed in chanting Hare Krishna. So this way, symptoms of saranagat are there. Symptoms of bhavankurajana. Bhava, this is how you can develop bhava in any sphere of life. But it is also true that in Gaudiya Math, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj had many, many sannyasis, 50, 60 sannyasis, 100 sannyasis, and brahmacharis. And this mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the destiny of Srila Prabhupada to spread, who happened to be householder for 60 years, and then he took sannyas. So the two lessons are there. One is that one could live life as a householder, but he should renounce it at a proper time. Prabhupada would have not been successful if he had remained householder. But he renounced and he became world citizen, and then Krishna used him for the highest welfare of the human society. So it is the sincerity that counts. It doesn't matter what ashram you are in.
Hey Prabhu, thank you very much.
Prabhuji, today is disappearance day of Srila Saranga Thakur.
Wow.
Srila Saranga Thakur disappearance day. So Prabhuji, can you please tell about this?
Saranga Thakur is the descendant of Vrindanas Thakur. He is the descendant of Vrindanas Thakur. I don't know Saranga Thakur's past time. If somebody knows, you can say. Jante ho? You know Prajari Prabhu? I didn't prepare. He is one of those, anyway, I don't want to speculate. Any other question? This year marathon, Radha Ras Bihari team should defeat Radha Parthasarathi team. Parthasarathi team was way behind a few years ago. Now they have surpassed everybody. 2-fold, 3-fold, thrice as much. I know Bombay has the potential and power and energy if you endeavor. Srila Prabhupada will be very pleased and happy if you distribute books. Prabhupada said that when you distribute my books, I get new energy. I become more youthful to translate and write. enthused. These books are like time bombs. They will stay in some place. Don't think that all people are distributing, they are not reading. People read books, but they don't come and tell us. When we sometimes meet them, oh yes, I read your Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. I am reading this. They come here for darshan, we do not know. They come darshan, take darshan and go away. They don't come and tell us. Prabhupada's books have created a revolution in the whole world. And that was known when Indian Parliament, all Parliament members, all parties, got together to condemn Russian court for branding Bhagavad Gita as a terrorist book. One Russian court in Siberia, they wanted to ban Bhagavad Gita, branding it as a terrorist book. So the whole Indian Parliament, all parties, Congress and BJP and every communist even, they all got together and condemned this Russian action. And Russia government got shocked, rude shock, that so much united around Bhagavad Gita. This is because of Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada has propagated the Bhagavad Gita. Now the Prime Minister also gave Japan's Prime Minister Bhagavad Gita. So Bhagavad Gita has come in the forefront of all the philosophical books by the energy, by the grace of Prabhupada. Now it's much easier for us to distribute these books. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.